Oh, yes! It's that time on your drive home.
Nice and fun. Welcome back.
Aha! The Vero Insiders on your Wine Wednesday. Anna Valencia Tillery joined by gorgeous ladies.
Faye Dominique, welcome back, everyone.
And Kitty Wagner from the Blue Star.
Oh, I just love all my girls having everyone back. I feel so happy right
We've
now.
We've all been on rolling vacations.
This is true.
You were gone, and then Faye, did you go?
She was in the Bahamas.
Right. That's on a working vacation.
Working vacation.
She was
still
gone.
Because I was doing destination event. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our little event expert. And then, Miss Kitty, you were away in the Bahamas
I
sunshine
went to the
also.
Bahamas too, working vacations, save my sanity.
That's right. Another great way to save one's sanity is to sip on delicious Pinot Gris compliments of Blue Star.
What's better than that?
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
It's hot outside.
We're open
you need
for business. Cold. This is so true. This is an Oregon number?
Oregon Pinot Gris, which is Wildwood from Oregon, obviously. We have it on the By the Glass list. It's absolutely delicious. Crisp. Fun.
It
frisky.
Is. It has a frisky.
Frisky wine.
Fresh.
That is my favorite kind of adjective right about now. Now, just to be certain, so it's Willamette, like damn it, Willamette, right?
Damn it, Willamette, yep.
That's how I had learned it many years ago. I'm just happy it's still
I know, everyone
in
goes
the know.
Willamette, and I'm like, well, no, it's actually simpler than that.
Right. Like, here's my clever jingle. Go for it. Well, this is delicious. Thank you, as always. And, of course, if you're looking for a great cocktail or cuisine, you can head on down to Blue Star and
come on in and let me feed you. I got a brand new full kitchen. You know, when we were on the beach, we didn't really have a kitchen, and now I've got a full kitchen, and we are just cooking up a storm back there.
Oh, it always smells delicious. And speaking of once upon a time when you were on the beach, our guest today,
we have a lovely gentleman with us today.
Yes,
absolutely.
He was a neighbor of yours, Miss Kitty.
That is true. Over at Coast to Dust.
Yes. Welcome, Mr. Ed Riley. Thank you for joining us in the Vero Insiders.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yes. We are so excited that you're here. In fact, Faye has quite the special place in her heart. She was so excited. She says,
yes.
We have to have him come on. And so I'm going to let you sort of take this away for a second while you introduce our listeners to Ed Riley of Costa.
Mr. Ed Riley is the general manager of Costa del Este on Vero Beach. He is a lovely gentleman and has what I think is one of our jewels here in Vero, an amazing property. And I'm going to let him speak to what the property is and how it came about and how he ended up here in Vero. And I love one of the things I will cheat about that he says he loves Vero and he's been all over the country. So it's a great feeling and a great place to have him here today.
Very true. So over 16 places and you love Vero Beach.
I've lived in 16 cities and states in 30 years and Vero Beach is by far my most favorite place.
Wow. We're not bragging. We're just stating facts
now,
folks.
It's a great town. Yeah, you've got it right.
Hit the nail on the head. So tell us a little bit about Costa, because it really has done nothing but increase our tourism and really what Vero has to offer for those looking for a destination.
As most many might know, the building has been there for 30-some years.
Yep, right.
And 8 years ago, Emilia and Gloria Estefan purchased it, and it took them 2 years to do the full renovation. And we are in our sixth year of operation now. I've been with the hotel 3.5 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And the occupancies have risen dramatically. The guest count has risen dramatically. And we put through about 40 or 50,000 guests a year through Costa del Este.
Which is amazing.
Wow, that's incredible.
And generates revenue just not for the property, for all the merchants on the beach area.
Sure. All the surrounding businesses have a direct effect, including those on the mainland. I mean,
as well.
If they're staying for several days, they want to be able to experience all of what Vero has to offer, I would assume.
Yeah, and it's so important to us to have these wonderful businesses out there, because when people stay for 5, 6, 7 days, they will not eat 3 meals a day with you, and they're looking for different activities. They can only lay at the pool so much.
True.
And so we use the restaurants and the boutique shops and the malls and the outlets, and it's wonderful to have those things as a part of the extension of Costa.
This is a good point. One of the things that I've always wondered is, because we have a lot of international guests coming to Vero Beach as a destination, and keep in mind that that is a very concentrated effort in part of our tourism department and so forth, trying to reach out to those other people. You had mentioned that they can stay with you for an elongated period of time and sort of revel in all of the perks and amenities that Costa offers without necessarily having to commit to a house or something like
A rental property. It's an extended stay within the property.
Exactly. Some people will stay with us 25, 30, 40 days, and they just enjoy having the restaurant and lounge available to them, in-room dining, daily housekeeping, and the amenities, the spa, the beach, the pool.
Oh, that's remarkable.
And we find that that has increased over the last 3 or 4 years. And our international travel has as well. We do a lot of business from Germany, Sweden, Switzerland, France, and Brazil.
Ooh. All areas of tremendous growth. I'm glad that they found us.
Well, we're still considered here, you know, supposedly the Hamptons of South Florida.
Yeah, but so we're a lot cooler than the Hamptons.
That's true. That's true.
Well,
that's
kidding.
It's very laid back, and it's still very classy around here.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a good compromise. How many rooms are there at the Costa?
We have 94 rooms in total.
Okay. I know that I recently attended the Young Professionals Network, which is the group offered by the Chamber, and we have our luncheon. It's 3 luncheons in a row there in the room with all the crystal glass balls.
The crystal room.
In the crystal room.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
That is a beautiful ballroom or function room. We do, this year we'll do about 20 weddings. Next year, 25 to 30 weddings.
Wow. It
really become a popular venue for under 100 people.
I was going to say, because when I had my wine bar on the beach, we would get a lot of people who would come in that were in for 3 days for a destination wedding at your property, which is spectacularly beautiful. And, you know, they'd wander around and they'd find us and the vans and stuff like that. And it was really cool. But I know that if you're having a small wedding, I've been to 2 small weddings at your property, and it has been so well done and so spectacular.
It transitions well because they can do the ceremony on the beach, do the cocktails by the pool, and come right into the ballroom for
exactly.
the reception. It works well. They transition well, and it's close in proximity, being that I've done weddings there. Logistically, it works really well. And God forbid if we do inclement weather, you still have the covered, you know, courtyard in front of the ballroom, so you can transition within
right.
the property itself, and they make it nice. Not too many people have technically a backup, and you actually have a built-in backup with the areas.
Yeah, many like to get married right on the beach. And
yeah.
then have a cocktail hour out there and then go into the crystal room, as you say. But again, inclement weather, we can still handle the same.
Gotta love having a backup plan. I love that foresight. That is genius because it can happen. We are in Florida, after all.
True, true.
Now, before we go on to talk about our other sponsors and how amazing Vero is, which, of course, Ed, you have discovered this on your own, going into the Wave, right? That's the name of the restaurant.
The Wave Restaurant and Bar.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What is one of your favorite dishes there?
The paella.
Oh, yeah?
Our chef Antonio is Peruvian, and he puts a little Peruvian infusion into the paella, and it's become one of our most popular dishes. We've had people drive from West Palm for our paella.
Ah, is it served in like the cast iron skillet
and
so forth?
It is. You can have it for one or you can have it for two.
Ah. Know.
Very popular.
Go big or go home.
Definitely.
Right?
He's done a nice mix, and, you know, because they're known for their Cuban cuisine. So he's done a really nice, like, twist to, you know, traditional Cuban recipes and things like that in the plates there. So it's very interesting.
We have added a lot of seafood. We bring in 2 or 3 fresh fish a day, and we cut them ourselves.
Oh.
And we have arguably the finest ceviche in South Florida.
Really?
The finest ceviche in South Florida.
Oh, I love
that. Trust me. And we cut our own beef for our steaks at night as well. And every Wednesday night is steak night at Costa d'Este at the Wave. Mm-hmm. And that's been going on for about 1.5 years. That's become very popular. Wednesday nights. We add more steaks to the menu and the traditional steakhouse sides and things like that, and music, live music as well.
On the weekends?
That's Wednesday night.
Oh, on Wednesday evening.
Wednesday, what a bonus.
Wednesday night is steak night. Mm-hmm.
So guys, go tonight.
Right. Well, I could certainly see why that would be a nice package for someone who's coming, and even if they are staying for just a one-night experience, to be able to have everything on property, it does make it pretty convenient to not even have to leave and be having an escape, to say the least.
And we have people who do that because we have the spa, in addition to the spa, the last year, we put quite an investment into our beach services.
Oh, okay.
And we have now 140 lounges on that beach and cabanas and umbrellas. And we have butler service, lunch service out there and cocktail service. And what a lot of people don't know, and I'd like them to know, is that beach in front of Costa d'Este, that is a public beach. And even though we operate it and maintain it, any guest, any resident of Vero Beach can come up to our beach on a Saturday, Sunday with their family and rent a cabana, some lounges, have lunch.
Ah, That's good to know.
I wanted to get rid of that stigma that people think it's private.
Only for guests.
You have to be a registered guest, but not on our beach. Going into our pool and pool lounges, yes, a registered hotel guest. But you can come to Costa d'Este and go outside at the pool. You can sit at our bar and have a drink. We have a cafe out there by poolside. You can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner poolside, and you can have the same out on the beach.
That's nice that you clarified, because I can tell you a lot of people believe that you're only able to use the facility or the amenities if you're a registered guest at Costa.
And again, that is a stigma in our country, in the hotel business. As many people believe that you have to be a hotel guest to eat in their restaurant. Every hotel in this country, their restaurant and bars are public.
Oh.
Every hotel. Yeah.
Don't we love this clarification?
Definitely.
We all just learned something when you tune in to the Vero Insiders. That's really, really a good thing to know here.
And there are some spectacular restaurants inside of hotels.
Nationwide.
Yes. Absolutely. There's some incredibly good restaurants. If you think you have to go to a standalone to get a great meal from a famous chef, you're kind of horribly mistaken.
Some of the finest restaurants in this country are in hotels. Absolutely. Like Las Vegas and New York.
Yes.
L.A.
It's a signature, to say the least. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that they want that claim to fame.
In Madrid, some of the best restaurants are within the hotels.
Oh, yeah?
Amazing, amazing.
Well, if you can't make it to Madrid,
definitely do it.
Costa is a wonderful compromise. It's right up the street here in Vero Beach, and you can have impeccable paella with some amazing complimentary drinks. And I do know firsthand how delicious those mojitos are. Put a little extra love in that muddling, and it goes the distance, folks. It really makes me happy.
Very true, very true.
So if they are staying for a number of days, I would suggest some wonderful excursions, perhaps maybe something like a bit of golf. And Sandridge is a premier public golf course and a proud sponsor of the Vero Insider.
True.
And they provide a wonderful 18-hole course that you can commit to all 18. You can play just 9. You can download the app and set your tee time up ahead of time to coincide with when you're going to be in that neck of the woods. But I certainly would encourage strong cooperation between our various tourism hotels and other destinations to have something where they can do, if they're going to stay for a number of days, to be able to suggest. And I'm sure your concierge is impeccable at being able to.
We use them at Sandridge.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Sandridge is a great course.
Yes, they sure are. Yeah. And if they bring children, I don't know if you know this, Ed, but children can ride along and play for just $1.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so it makes it really family affordable. In fact, they're doing a whole family golf program for the duration of the year. Where the kids will do the ride-along, and they also have lessons for the parents and children. So there's no excuses now not to pick up that club and learn a little bit of golf, taking it above that putt-putt level. You know
Agreed.
What I mean? Stepping it up a notch. But I'm glad to hear that you have that symmetry with them. And, of course, Pac-Mail Beachside, yet another neighbor of yours to Costa, specializing in shipping of all sorts, from gifts to luggage, helping with all that international stuff. We just had a wonderful client come in today shipping everything to Germany, and they had been here for a number of days. And so it's really great to know that there's all these businesses that support, A, the Vero Insiders.
Exactly.
And B, our local community as a whole. So again, think
of... And we use them as well, because in the hotel business, the number of people who leave items behind, we're down on that pack mail all the time.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Don't you love our team?
It's funny, you get a call like 3 or 4 days later, sometimes a week later, depending on what their travel time.
I need my phone charger.
Exactly.
I need my eyeglasses.
Yes. Yes.
It's so true, and it's inevitable. There are these small things. You're in a hurry when you're leaving for checkout and trying to catch a flight. There's no doubt about it. And of course, this weekend, we got some live music coming up at the Blue Star.
Absolutely. We've got we've got Alabama Cousins.
Oh, lovely.
Tomorrow we've got Mike T, and he's doing the piano jazz. You know, Thursday is always jazz night.
Right.
Which is phenomenal. And Saturday I've got Soul Jam, which if you haven't seen them, you should, because they're just
amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you can't help
Great
but
band.
Move your hips when you hear something like that. But there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. You're listening to the Vero Insiders.
Continue to drive safe.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great bureau scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach Magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
Moving is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place, or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving.
You can trust Sandpiper Pest Control, serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Brevard. Certified by the state of Florida to treat homes, lawns, and termites. Fully licensed and insured. Priced right, effective, and friendly.
Hi, this is Joel, the owner of Sandpiper Pest Control. Sandpiper can solve your pest issues. No contracts to sign, just results.
Call for a free estimate, 772-589-0204. Sandpiper Pest Control, a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Don't you love it? Wow, we are back. You're listening to the Vero Insiders. I'm Anna Valencia, Tillery.
Faye Dominique, welcome back, everyone.
And Kitty Wagner.
Girls, did you see how foxified my nails are?
Yeah, they look really good.
Thank you. That's nice for summer. It is. And I went bold on the toes.
White and silver.
I like the bold toes.
Thank you. I've been real subtle lately, so I had to spice it up.
Pink flower.
I sure
That's
do.
That's awesome.
And you know, I ran into like 7 fellow business owners while I was there this past Saturday. So not only is Foxy Nails a premier destination for your manicure and pedicures, but you can also get a little business done. It's a win-win for everybody.
You're going to run into everyone you know at Foxy.
Oh, tell me about it. And they do the bridal showers.
Yeah.
Like they pamper the bride and the entire party.
Yeah, they do the whole back area. They make it private for the group. It's really nicely done.
There was ladies popping bottles of Dom Perignon. I'm like, oh, I made new friends. I got to go introduce myself. So right there in the Fresh Market Plaza, if you haven't been in, please stop by and visit. They're open 7 days a week. Mention the Vero Insiders and you get a little nail design. The girls treat you extra special.
Exactly.
Just saying. Nothing wrong with that. We're in the studio. We have Mr. Ed Riley of Costa de Este joining us. And he is a wealth of information as far as what Costa brings to our local community. And during a commercial break, he shed some really great facts with us.
Definitely so. I think there's a stigma to certain things in the area and so how much, but I think it's lovely that you're here to clarify and tell our listeners how much Costa has generated and supports the community and how well you are and supportive of the local community and giving business. And I'd love for you to tell us the blind story for the hotel, please.
This past, I think it was April or May, we put all new blinds in all of our guest rooms. And we chose a local franchise, husband and wife, that had a budget blind franchise, and it was well over $100,000 for these people. And any time that we can, we buy locally. We bring in vendors, partners, suppliers locally whenever we can. And if you can't find the product locally, obviously we're forced to go to Orlando or Boca like that. But the majority of the time, the highest percentage of what we call our partners are done local.
That's tremendous and really wonderful for us to hear, being so proud and supportive of our local community, being the Vero Insiders.
Exactly. That's what we stand for, is to, you know, buy locally, choose locally.
You know,
it
as
sure
one of the larger
is.
Businesses, we're called, I'm called several times a week for support for various charities and happenings within Vero. And last year, we did over 100 different ones.
As far as donations. And contribution. Wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And there's no doubt about it that our community, obviously, we touch on where to go, what to try, and how to give back. There's no doubt that we are a very charitable community that believes in paying it forward.
Definitely
giving
for the
back
size
when
of community
we can.
That we are.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, this starts from Gloria and Emilio Estefan. These people are highly gracious, and they are global travelers, as you know.
Yes.
Their favorite place on earth is Vero Beach.
It is.
And they've invested.
They definitely invested.
As a result.
I mean, I'm, you know, I did Knighton's Wedding. I'm friends with Gloria and Emilio, and their home here, even though they have a lovely home on Starline, it's her retreat. She loves it. And they love retreating here. The family comes here, and it's just, it's what she calls her little, you know, getaway and her, you know, her
when the dog park needed some help and started up. Gloria gave $10,000, and all those trees that you see going up in the dog park, and
which are fantastic.
That's from the Estefans.
Exactly right.
And there's a lot of things that they do here through us at Costa that people might not be aware of.
I know that I've had the pleasure of meeting Gloria a few times, and she recommended the Ropa Vieja when I had first gone to the restaurant, and it was a wonderful recommendation indeed. But they really are very generous people, and of course, invested in the community in more ways than one. I know that her daughter was the drummer there with 21 Hearts. They were here consistently. You could see Gloria there on Ocean Drive.
Definitely.
Watching and supporting her daughter.
And when they used to do it on 14.
At the Hibiscus Festival.
Right.
She was taping the band with her, with her iPad.
Regular people at the end of the day.
They are regular people.
That's so true. So true. Also on break, without being shameless, but you did do a great plug on behalf of Pac-Mail Beachside for an amazing shipping experience. I think we should just tie that one right on in here.
She's going to do it.
I'm doing it. I went for it.
My boss from the home office out of the Woodlands, Texas, I found a beautiful painting that I knew him and his wife would love. And I went to Pac-Mail to mail it to him. And he called me and he was going on and on. He said, I can't believe I'm calling you and going on and on about how something was packed. He said, but this picture was packed better than I had ever seen in all my travels around the world.
So. Well, that is quite the little feather in our cap. I'm just saying. And on a on a nationwide level, we actually are ranked number one pack mail for the least amount of claims and that sort of thing. Which
those people are terrific.
Well, good. Thank you. We've been here 25 years loving the community. In fact, we even, as White Glove, collaborated with the Costa de Esa project with Proctor and did all of the FF&E. Down to the wire. We had crews round the clock there, making sure that that grand opening was a feasible thing. And it was a labor of love, to say the least. We can assemble those beds in our sleep these days, my boys would say. I kid you not. I'm looking. We still got a little bit of time. One of the things that I wanted to touch on, too, was that there at Blue Star, there is a whole renaissance happening downtown. And Ed had mentioned that when he came to Vero 3.5 years ago, our downtown looked much different than what it does today. And with businesses such as Blue Star and others that make it a destination, I'd assume that it's a good area of collaboration. I know that the Oceanside Business Association has teamed up with Main Street as far as helping with some cross promotions of one another. And would you say that you've noticed a tremendous increase, Kitty, in the volume of people coming to the downtown area?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I've been here 21 years, and when I first got here, you know, my question was, why is nothing going on downtown? And there was just a lot of resistance in the community to work on downtown, and time has come and gone, and now downtown is just thriving. People have gone in there and put in new businesses and attract new people. Main Street really has gotten very organized and very effective at beautification.
Yes.
And also, you know, maintaining things like pedestrian safety so that it's really nice. And, you know, the artist galleries that came in on 14th helped quite a bit.
They are destination.
Nice. But it's a whole nice thing. The city does an absolutely spectacular job maintaining Pocahontas Park, the Heritage Center, and the Community Center. I mean, that's a whole block that is just a city amenity for anyone to use and enjoy, and they do a beautiful job maintaining that facility. It's just fantastic. And now that they've repaved 14th Avenue, that's really nice,
too. It does look all fresh.
Everything is looking a lot nicer, and it's getting very pedestrian, and I can speak.
But traffic is encouraged.
Speak for myself as a business owner down there. Most of us, all the chefs, we're all real good friends, chef, bar owners. You know, it's a cohesive community. Sure. We all talk to each other and we say, hey, what can we do? What would be good to, you know, promote it, get more people down
and
here
enhance.
To realize that it's become very cool and quite a place to go to.
I love it. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back as we talk all about Vero.